Okay, B'ezras Hashem, today we're continuing in Perek Meshuach Lechama, and we are up to Perek Ches, Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So we're going to go back to the Kohen Meshuach Lechama after he went through the different peturim from going out to war. The Yasra Shotim Adabar La'am. So the Shotim, who would repeat the stuff that the Meshuach Lechama had said, they would add on something additional. And they would say, so whoever is too fearful should go back home. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Haryari Verachalevav Kimashma'u. Fearful means like it sounds like, Shem Yachalaman, Bikashriya Melchama, Biliros, Harav Shalufa, that he'll melt as soon as he sees a sword from an enemy, he's going to fall to pieces. Rabbi Yosei Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yosei Aglili says, no, that's not what it means. Haryari Verachalevav Zeva Misari Min Ha'averos Shabiyado. It means someone who's nervous that his averos are going to cause him not to have the zuchuyos that would normally protect a person in milchama. That's the yari v'rachalevav means. Leficha tolsalo atoras kol elu, and that's why the Torah gives all these other exemptions of you built a house and you planted a vineyard and married a woman sheyachzor beglalon, so that you could pretend that the reason you're going back is because you just built a house. No one's going to know that the reason you're going back is because you did an avera. Meaning the Torah has no interest in embarrassing the person, so we have all these other exemptions just to cover for the guy who's Yari V'rachalevav. As the Rav points out, Shayari Zeh Yari Me'aver Shabiyado, Tulsa Torah Bana V'Nota V'Aras Lachzor B'Glalan Kedei Shiyitu B'Kach Achzor V'Lo Yisbayish Lomar Lav Me'aver Shabiyado Hu Yari V'Chozer. He shouldn't have to be embarrassed that everyone's going to know that he went back because of Averos. And then Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, you know what Yari V'rach ha'levav means, it's talking about, yes, someone who did averos, but not just any avera. Alman al-Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'chutz al-Kohen Hedyot, Mamzer sin al-Yisrael, Basol nosol mamzer, Hareo yari v'rach ha'levav. Meaning we had mentioned that even though getting married exempts you, if your marriage is a forbidden marriage, it does not exempt you from war. But if you're yari v'rach ha'levav because of those yisurim, so then you go back from war because of the yari v'rach ha'levav on account of those yisurim. So now the Mishnah Vav, when the Shotrim finished speaking with the people, so they appointed leaders of the troops in front of the people. So even though it says Beroshaam, so Vakevo Shalam, they would actually stand not in the front but behind the people. So Ma'amidin Zakifin Lifnehem, they put strong men in to lift up those who had fallen, and therefore they needed someone to pick them up, you know, from behind and say, let's go, we gotta go. And they put other people behind them with iron axes, and anyone wanted to run away from the battlefield, so these people who had these iron axes could cut off their legs. Because the beginning of running away is failure in battle and losing a battle. When we ran away from the Plishtim, that's when the Magefa hit. And it says later on, that when we ran away from the Plishtim, that's when people were killed in battle. So that happens because people are running away. So it was, even though normally you're not allowed to chop people's legs off, but if it's going to cost the lives of everybody else, so they were authorized to do that to protect the army. So in Mishnah Hay we learned that part of the speech was Mia Isha Yari V'rach Halevav is exempt from war as well, but we have three shitos what that means. One Shita was Rabbi Akiva, that they're just afraid of battle. Rabbi Yosef Glili says that it's afraid of averos, and we just don't want to embarrass them, so that's why we have the other exemptions. And Rabbi Yosef Shita was that it's particularly afraid of the avera of a forbidden marriage. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that the Shotrim would speak, and they would, when they finished speaking, rather, they would appoint heads of the legions, and they would put them in front and behind the people. And the reason they would have them behind the people is that anyone who had fallen, they would pick them up, and anyone who wanted to run away, they would be able to chop off their legs, because the worst thing to happen to an army is if people start abandoning and people start running away. That's a guarantee that you're going to lose the war. Baz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, and Baz Hashem will begin Perek Tes as well.